علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon because of the importance that it has, especially with regards to this topic, which is prophethood, and keeping in light the duties and responsibilities of the messengers of God. We discussed the previous one, the previous duty, which was to do with, you know, reminding people of the blessing of the human, you know, of the human self, importantly, most importantly, and other blessings of God also possibly. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss about the other duty of the messengers, which is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. In the first sermon, he says, وَيَحْتَجُّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالتَّبْلِيغِ, that they complete their arguments, وَيَحْتَجُّ عَلَيْهِمْ, or they provide proof and arguments upon them, or they complete the arguments upon them, بِالتَّبْلِيغِ, through propagation. That means if they do not propagate, then the argument will not be complete. That means the argument will not be binding on them. The moment tabligh happens, the argument or the duties that follow are binding upon the people. If tabligh is not done, if propagation is not done, if preaching is not done, then the argument is not complete, and a person can argue in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that, look, I did not know, and this message did not reach me. But they are supposed to do that so that the message becomes complete and it reaches its perfection as a society.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, keeping this in mind, it shows that the issue of tabligh, or the issue of propagation, the issue of preaching in all its different forms, propagation in all its different true and good forms, all of these are the key of all the duties or all the activities of the messengers and the prophets. Because let us say they decided not to do that. And if they decided to say that, look, it's not our duty to inform or to propagate, then all the other duties, all the other duties that we mentioned previously, will not be of value. Okay? that will not happen, because if a person does not propagate, then how will the people know that, for example, they are supposed to pay attention to their nafs, they are supposed to pay attention to their spiritual progress? They would not know. They would never be remember those different aspects about their existence and work towards that direction. So as you mentioned previously also, I think in some of the lectures before, we said that the main aspects, the two major, you can say, aspects of the work of a messenger are, firstly, the issue of propagation, and secondly, to work based on the teachings of wahi and revelation. So you see, these two aspects are very, very clear and very, very, you can say, pivotal, or you can say crucial in the actions and in the performance of the messenger, of a messenger of God. Of course, he's a messenger of God, so these needs to be... And if you look at the word messenger itself, it is the word clearly says that there is a certain level of propagation needed. A messenger means he takes the messenger's message and makes it reach to the people. So this is something that is very, very, very crucial and very important. And rather, this aspect is, you can say, is so important that it needs to be clarified in a system. In a way, if it is not clarified in the social system, then that social system is not Islamic. And I will tell you why. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in the Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant from those who are given the book, لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ, that you have to make it clear to the people and you do not have to hide any of it. So this is a covenant that is given. If you notice, this covenant is very clear. And this is something that needs to be considered.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We mentioned this verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق الذين أوتوا الكتاب لتبيننه للناس ولا تكتمونه. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from the people who are given the book, that means the messengers, the prophets, you know, the special assigned servants of God, لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ, that you, the covenant is that you have to propagate it and explain it to the people. You need to explain the book to the people. وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ, and you do not have to hide any aspect of the book. This being the case, that means that if you want to have to be really one of those who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of God, you need to be able to do that. If you don't do that, then the most important duty is not being done. And therefore, a society will not be Islamic. A society will not progress. Keeping that in mind, if let us say there is a system, an Islamic system in the world, but that Islamic system or that divine system of leadership or that divine social system does not include very clearly the aspect of propagation of the religion, propagating it to different people, to the Muslim people, to the non-Muslim people, to all the people of the world. If this system is not defined, then that system is basically not an Islamic system. It is weak. Because without that, people will never know how to become a Muslim, how to live in an Islamic manner. As such, if you notice that there is a system that has this weakness, if they claim to be Muslims, but they ignore totally the idea of propagation, then know that this is a weak system. It's a problematic system. It is not an Islamic system. If you notice today, the secular the flag of secularism is like that. That, you know what, be a Muslim, but you don't need to teach your children Islam in the schools. You don't need to teach, you don't need to put the Quran and teach the Quran and all that. These are unfortunately wrong statements that cause problems and are deviations. Inshallah, of course, this is another discussion, but we need to keep this in mind. And let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to apply these teachings in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه